This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. In Jharkhand, senior leaders of various political parties are pulling out all the stops to garner support for their candidates, with campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in the state coming to a halt tomorrow. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Gumla and Bokaro today. He reiterated that the BJP NDA government is committed to the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He emphasized that by following this path, both Jharkhand and India will witness significant development. However, Mr. Modi criticized the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, JMM, and Congress, stating that their intentions were different and not aligned with the state's progress. The Prime Minister also announced plans to increase the production and sale of cereals like ragi, aimed at boosting agriculture in the state. He praised the Jharkhand BJP for its proactive measures in supporting farmers and their interests. In the evening, Mr. Modi is scheduled to hold a roadshow in Ranchi. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held a poll rally at Ranchi. Mr. Soren accused the BJP of misusing central agencies against him. He stated that the people of Jharkhand are watching these actions closely and will give a strong response to the BJP in the upcoming elections. Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi refuted Chief Minister Soren's allegations, asserting that the central agencies were simply carrying out their duties. 43 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase on Wednesday. In the second phase, voting will take place for 38 seats on the 20th of this month. In Jammu and Kashmir, two joint anti-terrorist operations are underway in Zabarwan forest area of Srinagar district and Sopor area in North Kashmir's Baramulla district. Kashmir Zone Police spokesperson said that an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in Zabarwan area on the Srinagar outskirts this morning. There are no reports of any casualties in this area so far. Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson confirmed the killing of an unidentified terrorist yesterday in the ongoing Baramulla anti-terrorist operation in the general area of Rajpura Sopor. The search operation is still in progress in the area and further details are awaited. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya will undertake a padyatra alongside MY Bharat Youth Volunteers at Jashpur in Chhattisgarh on Wednesday to mark Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai, along with other state ministers, will also participate in the event. The event will commemorate the birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, honouring his legacy and the significant contribution of tribal communities to the nation's development. Indian Navy's submarine INS Vela arrived in Colombo today on a three-day visit. The submarine was accorded a ceremonial welcome by Sri Lankan Navy. Several team-building exercises are planned between the crew of the submarine and Sri Lankan Navy personnel during the visit. This visit is categorized as an operational turnaround during which the submarine will replenish its provisions before departing from Colombo on Wednesday. These visits reflect India's neighborhood-first policy and Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of the Sagar Security and Growth for All in the Region initiative, which seeks to enhance maritime security and regional connectivity. Canadian police have made another arrest in connection with the violent altercation during a protest at a Hindu temple in Brampton on the 3rd of this month. The violence erupted during a demonstration at a temple on the Gore Road, escalating into physical assaults between opposing protesters. A special investigative team has been formed to probe the incidents. In cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second T20 match of the four-match series at St. George's Park in South Africa this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. The visitors are hoping to continue the excellent form in the shortest format. In the series opener on Friday, India had defeated the hosts by 61 runs. India are currently on an 11-match winning streak, which includes a series victory in Zimbabwe, series sweeps against Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, and a win in the opening game of the series against South Africa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.